California's Dr. John Ronald Brown had had his medical license revoked in 1977 and was then in jail for 3 years. Brown later led potential patients to believe that he was a licensed doctor, and people allowed his transgendering surgeries because of his low prices. But John Ronald Brown was not only a doctor for transsexuals, but also for those who got sexual gratification from having an arm or a leg amputated. In one case, a 79-year-old Philip Bondi paid $10,000 to have his leg amputated in Brown's Tijuana clinic. After the surgery, Bondi was taken to a San Diego Holiday Inn for his recovery, but he died in the hotel in less than a day. So John Ronald Brown, at this point age 75, he was charged with murder and practicing medicine without a license. After his arrest, homicide detective Gary Stovall found in Brown's San Ysidro apartment a bloodstained couch and bloody towels soaking in his bathtub, as well as blood trails, medical supplies, and his surgeries on videotapes scattered about the floor. Inside Edition even videotaped him performing a surgery, though you could still hear the patient during the surgery moaning and howling in pain. A Northern California businesswoman witnessed Brown operate on an HIV-positive patient once, and in another case, Brown used too much erectile tissue to construct genital outer lips for a transgender patient, and as a result, whenever the girl got excited, her labia got hard. People went to Brown because he was cheap. Cheap enough to plug silicone injection holes with crazy glue. But because he technically wasn't a doctor, he never asked questions, and you could have the operation you always wanted done. Atlanta-based transgender author Dallas Denny said that transsexuals knew him as Tabletop Brown, because he operated anywhere from kitchens to garages or motel rooms, and some patients would even wake up after a surgery in a parked car. And everyone knew that there was no screening and no aftercare with Brown. Which may explain why no one watched over the ailing Philip Bondi. After his Saturday morning operation, Bondi was happy at first, though he later said he felt Brown sawing on his leg. Brown's office was in Mexico to avoid American law, but right after the operation on Bondi, to hide the evidence, Brown drove 15 miles out into the desert toward Ensenada, throwing Bondi's leg out the window for the coyotes to eat. Bondi was left at the Holiday Inn in San Diego Saturday evening and was found Sunday morning lying half on the bed and half off. The wheelchair was turned upside down. The phone was tipped over. The sheets were pulled out. And blood was oozing from the blackened and gangrenous remnants of his leg. For you see, he was infected with a gaseous gangrene, a fast-moving, flesh-eating bacteria which eventually stopped his heart. So in October, a San Diego jury found Brown guilty of second-degree murder. But people still have their fetishes, and someone will always be there to take advantage of them.